Hi, this is Ian McLagan of the Small Faces, the Faces, the Bump Bands, and a number of other bands. But you're listening to Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment, you lucky people.
Right, that's a real pleasure to be speaking to Ian McLagan. Hi, Ian.
Well, hi, Suzanne. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks very much for being on the show.
Bless your heart. Looking forward to playing in Brighton.
Oh, yeah, it's great, isn't it? Got loads of gigs coming up, actually. I mean, not only will fans know that your work with the Bump Band, but also you're the founding member of the Faces, and, of course, a major collaborator with the Rolling Stones. Tell us, how did one thing lead to another?
Well, it's funny. A lot of it is about what I call the hang. You know, it's not just how you play, although that's very important, but it's also if you play really, really great and you didn't get on with people, you know, then you wouldn't have a job, really.
Mm.
It's just, I think it's a lot to do with the social part of it. My brother was a cricketer and a footballer when we were at school. He was really into sports. And he told me once, he said, well, the reason I've done so well in business is that all my friends play football and cricket.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a social area, isn't it? And obviously getting on with people is so important, isn't it?
Well, it's like Charlie Watts said, something to the effect of, you know, after he'd been with the Stones for 30-odd years, he said, well, we only played for about 1 year, that 30 years, so the rest of it is just a hang, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've always created such a unique sound. What was it about the keyboards that, you know, in all its forms, that drew you to it?
I don't know, really. Well, it was the players, you know. Otis Spann, who was Muddy Waters' piano player, is such a great influence, and Booker T. Jones from the MGs, such a great organ player, Billy Preston, Johnny Johnson, Chuck Berry's piano player, they touched me. I don't know why. I was a rhythm guitarist. So I thought, well, I think I could play a little bit of that and see how that goes, because there weren't that many organists or keyboard players about.
Mm.
And so I just love of the instrument, love of the players.
Just fantastic, isn't it? I love the Hammond organ. It's such a fantastic sound, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. It's unreplaceable.
Yeah,
and actually, I don't play Hammond on duo shows when I'm going out with John Lothar Thomas, my bass player, because it's just well, apart from that, it's too big.
Yeah,
the two of us,
hard to transport.
It's just that I can't sort of play solo with it. It just doesn't work. Piano, you can kind of get a rhythm going. It's hard to get a rhythm going on the organ because you're pressing plastic. What you're doing, you're pushing your fingers down and letting them up again, you know, and it's it doesn't make for good rhythm.
No, well, you know, if anyone should know, you'd know, John, Ian rather, sorry. Now, of course, did you get any, going back in time, did you get any feeling or indication when you did your first gig at the Lyceum, when you played with the Small Faces, that the band would have such a following and the music would become so popular?
Oh, I was aware of them because, you know, their first record was already out and my dad had told me about them. He said, Ian, look at this band on Ready, Steady, Go. They're great. My dad told me that, you know. And I looked at it and I went, wow. Well, I heard Steve Marriott's voice, you know, which blew me away. And I loved the look of them. And Ronnie's playing and Kenny's playing. It was so bizarre that a few months later, I got to join them. And I already knew them. And I was so over the moon. I can't explain how excited. I still, when I think about it, you know, it's just like a bit of magic happened in my life.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Dad knew best, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you feel like you're being plucked out of one place and put in another, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal, isn't it? But all the best things happen like that, really, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Serendipity.
You know, I'm very, very lucky. I consider myself, right from that moment, I always thought I was lucky. I don't know why.
Well, absolutely, yeah, definitely. Luck, learning under correct knowledge, isn't that the way they say it?
Yeah, there you are.
Something like that. I mean, you've been so pivotal for many bands and artists. You've played alongside, as you mentioned, Chuck Berry, Joe Cocker, Bonnie Raitt, Billy Bragg, so many artists. Do you enjoy the freedom that that brings?
Well, I enjoy playing with people who really, you know, love what they're doing and are very talented. And I've been just fortunate to play with all these great people. But really, the big fun for me is playing with my band because, you know, I get to play my songs.
Yes.
And I get to show a little bit of emotion, you know. It's when you're playing with someone else, well, I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but you're in a supporting role and the job is different. Mm. And, you know, you're very aware of what they're doing and you play to them. When I'm playing with my band, of course, I'm playing with the band, but I'm kind of leading it and it's just, it's different.
Yeah.
I like playing my songs.
Oh, of course you do. I mean, we can talk about those in a moment and your album. I just want to go back a little bit again. So
yeah,
talk about every song has a story, doesn't it? And Ichiku Park is quite a quirky story. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I never was so knocked out with Ichiku Park because I had to sing that it's all too beautiful and I just didn't feel it in that way. But years and years went by and after Ronnie Lane had died, I made an album with my band, called Spiritual Boy, an appreciation of Ronnie Lane, and we played a dozen of his songs and recorded them. And I wasn't going to put Ichiku Park on there because of my memories of it, but when I read the lyrics, I understood something I never figured out before, that he's singing about privilege and education. And his lack of education, his lack of formal education, he was turning his nose up at it. You know, he was saying, Oxford and Cambridge, nothing. I found beauty in a nettle patch in the East End of London. And that's really what it's about, you know. He was finding beauty where most people wouldn't see it.
That's a lovely take, isn't it, really? It's only when you really listen. And the lyrics are so important to a song, aren't they? As well as the music, obviously. But, you know, it really tells you.
So I sang it with a lot of love, thinking of how Ronnie might have written it, which would be a little slower than the Small Faces version.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, there are so many great songs that you've worked on, including Lazy Sunday Afternoon. How easily did that song sort of come together?
Well, that was, it's funny, that was more Steve's song. Ichiku Park was Ronnie's mainly. And Steve brought it in the studio, and then, as I remember, we weren't that enamored with it because we were playing it a little slower than the finished version. And he left the room, maybe went to have a pee or something. And when he came back, we were just taking the mickey out of it. Don't be, don't be, do. You know, we were treating it we were taking the mickey. So he come in and he started laughing and we cut it like that, thinking, you know, it'll be on an album. But Andrew Oldham, our record company boss, immediately put it out. And we were really upset about that because that set us back a little ways. You know, we thought of ourselves as a soul band, and this funny side of us, this quirky side came out. Well, I mean, it's all very good. It's all part of what we were.
It's the whole package, isn't it, really? I mean, that's perfect. Exactly. I love that story. That's just brilliant, isn't it? These things come about in a funny way, don't they?
I mean,
now you've released a new album, Ian McLachlan and the Bump Band, United States. Now, did those songs form themselves quite easily?
I wrote a couple of them, one of them about 25 years ago, and I was never quite finished. I was never quite happy with it. But then I realized it wasn't the song so much as the way we'd cut it, the way we'd recorded it, you see. But a lot of these songs, I realize, are about relationships. And I keep writing about relationships. And I just thought, you know, I just say it would be a funny title. It's kind of taking the mickey, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, relationships are key, aren't they, in everything, really? There's so much to write about, isn't there? I mean, I believe you've worked and toured quite a lot in the States. And
I'm afraid you're cutting out.
Okay.
We're going through a crowded area. Sorry, I'm driving at the moment.
Oh, that's all right. Can you hear this all right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not actually driving.
Doing an interview and driving, that's impressive.
Yeah,
I'll be bad. I mean, I believe you've worked and toured quite a lot in the States, but luckily for us in the UK, you're currently touring with the Bump Band, and you're going to be doing lots of gigs.
Actually, just with my bass player, John Lotus Thomas. I didn't bring the Bump Band this time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the two of us. It's more of an intimate show. You know, I tell some stories and play some songs I wouldn't play with the Bump Band, actually.
Oh, fabulous. Nice surprises in there, I should imagine.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully everyone will be surprised by a couple of them.
Oh, really? Oh, lovely. The audience can expect quite a lot of your new material in the show.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we drop back into the past here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. I talk about Ronnie and Steve and Kenny and Rod and Ronnie. And, you know, it's just, I like to keep it fresh. So not sure what's going to happen.
Anything could happen. That sounds good. A nice spontaneous night. Sounds rather good.
Title, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're going to be at the famous Half Moon Pub in Putney as well, and you're going to be enjoying the festival scene, aren't you? Because you're going to be at Hop Farm on the 5th of July.
Yeah.
So that's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great. I'm looking forward to all of them. It's lovely to tour in the summer in England, you know.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun in the winter over here, is it?
No, not too good. But yeah, when we get the summer, it's all good. I think you're going to have a good weekend, actually. So I'm going to play a few of the tracks in a while from the new album. And
okay.
I do hope the upcoming tours in the US and the UK go really well. And
thank you very much.
All the best of success with the new album.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. All the very best to you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that was my special guest, Ian McLagan. Brooklyn's Radio.